impurities out of milk. They sometimes pour it through a piece of cheesecloth or something.
They strain it.
Pardon?
Strain it.
Yeah. Did your mother, your wife, or your wife ever, mother, your stepmother, or your wife ever make a kind of apple dessert in a deep pie, deep dish?
Sure, lots of times.
What was that like?
Apple dumplings, I mean, apple sonker, they called it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how what was that? Tell me about that, what it looked like.
Well, it was just a thick bread and apples mixed together.
Was it stacked up, one layer of pastry?
Yeah, kind of stacked up.
A layer, I see. And that was called apple sonker?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I've never heard of that at all. That's brand new. What might you call a sweet liquid that'd be served with pudding?
Sweet liquid, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah.
Well, syrup.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but that's just exactly what I'm talking about. But I just wondered if there are any other common names for it.
No.
Like if she made something with sugar and, you know, I mean, she'd use it. Now, syrup would be like sorghum or something like that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of something maybe that would be made with like a cream sauce or something that would be, you ever call something like gravy or dressing or dip or sauce? I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, sauce, apple sauce and sugar. And
if you're talking about having a little something to eat between your regular meals, what would you call that?
Snack.
All right. And if you, that dark liquid you have in the morning.
Coffee.
All right. And how do you prepare coffee?
Well, generally, drip later.
All right. And when you do that, you say, what do you say you're going to do? I'm going to what some coffee. You know, if you said, well, I've got to go into the kitchen and
make some coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And you might, talking about meals, you know, you say, three meals today.
I eat three meals.
Yeah. And then you might ask someone, how many meals have you?
Well,
yeah.
How many meals have you ate?
Yeah. Okay. And I forgot to, one other thing I forgot to ask, do you know where your ancestors came from, like your great-great-grandparents came from when they...
No, sir, I don't.
You have no idea where, you know...
A family tree is something that's never been gotten up that high.
And they, if you're thirsty, you might go to the sink and get a
glass of water.
Yeah. And if you dropped it on the ground, you'd say, now that glass is
broke.
Uh-huh. And you might ask someone, how many glasses of water have you
drank?
And you might say, four glasses today.
I drank four glasses.
Because I like to.
Huh?
Because I like to. Water. I like to.
Like to drink water?
Sure, that's all. That's all. All right. And if a stranger comes over and you're standing up, you might say, go ahead and... Person standing up, you know, you might say...
Go ahead and sit down.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had guests over and you might, at the table, they're standing around the table, would you say anything different then?
Well, I don't. I guess
probably about the same thing.
Say.
All right, you might say I had just down to eat when the phone rang. I had just
sat down to eat.
All right, and if.